This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Houston, among the problems many are facing across the U.S., plus another death related to vaping, the FDA launching a criminal investigation into 530 vaping cases. Justin Trudeau's blackface controversy gets even bigger. Just the tip of the iceberg here on the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney as we swing into another weekend. Tom Squidateri joins us. Did I say that right, Tom?
You did it better than most people.
You know, I have a little bit of that Italian, so I'm thinking you I didn't emphasize it enough. So there you go, from
you
Talk Media
enough
News.
Love in it, that's all. You didn't
that's
put enough love into it.
That's what it is, for sure. All right, so a couple of things. One, a story that broke that's pretty big in the Washington Post. I know you know about this. It's this whistleblower complaint about the president that was made by an intelligence official center on the Ukraine. Explain that. There was unnamed sources, and this was some kind of a promise that the Prez made supposedly to somebody who worked at the White House to take the issue to the inspector general.
Right. So the whistleblower, who we don't know who that is yet, he or she made this complaint and this concern, actually, to the inspector general. And what usually happens is the gun goes to Congress. Congress has shared the information with the appropriate committee heads. And as the story goes, and as you point out, the Washington Post broke the story. So the other of us are chasing it to see what we can find out. Is that President Trump was speaking to some foreign leader, at least on one occasion, and he was speaking to a foreign leader, and he promised to do something. Okay, and the promise involves some kind of conversation that included some classified knowledge that was conveyed. And so that was what upset, I guess, among other things, that was the trigger point that upset this individual who then became the whistleblower. If it seems a little vague, I'm sorry about that, because it is a little vague, because
yeah,
we don't quite know what it was. But what supports the story, Kate, in some form, is that the president is well known for saying things that he has in his head, and that's accurate. Early in his term, he shared some information in the Oval Office in front of reporters and to the Russian ambassador. And just the other day, down at the border, he was at the U.S.-Mexico border, talking about the new safeguards and the new devices, and he asked the general to explain the new electronic device that was used to sort of detect people crossing the border illegally. And the general politely said, well, sir, I think it's probably better if we don't talk about that, which the president agreed. So President Trump has this propensity to say things that he knows in a way to sort of show off what prowess the United States has or what intelligence he has.
Yeah, so that is a great explanation, Tom, by the way, because it's very muddy. You're absolutely right. And we'll see what happens what happened with the inspector general and the House committee and what they decide, because obviously this is controversial and there's still some holes in this whole story, but it is pretty wild.
And what the problem when you get something like this is there's so many things going on now involving the Trump administration, that when you have something like this, which could be really very serious, not diminishing anything else that Congress may be investigating, but this is clearly serious when you have a whistleblower. These people do not whistleblow easily. It takes a lot to motivate someone to go through this process for the very reasons that it could be snowballed or sandbagged, and then that person feels like he or she is in jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking about Iran a lot, obviously, because of what happened last weekend, Saudi Arabia and the oil fields and the missile attack. So what's the latest here?
Well, it's good timing on that question. Today at the Pentagon, we had a briefing, the first one in 15 months, first formal briefing in 15 months for the press, if you can believe that. And during the briefing, Jonathan Hoffman, who's the chief Pentagon spokesperson, and Colonel Ryder, who's the spokesperson for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they were asked a lot about Iran. And basically the Pentagon position is that they're not going to say who's responsible for this until Saudi Arabia says it, although they said on the record that the strong indications are that Iran was behind it. So then, of course, the logical question is, what will the United States do if it is Iran? They always say we don't comment on speculative questions. Nevertheless, there will be some kind of support for Saudi Arabia if there's action taken. It's interesting to me, Kate, that the Pentagon was having a much softer tone today than Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did yesterday and again today. I'm speaking about Wednesday and Thursday, in that Pompeo said it's an act of war and there has to be, you know, retaliation, whereas the Pentagon folks said, ideally, you know, we find an international diplomatic way to get this back on track so things don't escalate. It's a big difference in the heated rhetoric of the State Department and the more nuanced, calmer rhetoric for the moment of the Pentagon.
Yep, absolutely. I love the way you describe that. Area 51, it does exist. I've tried to pry information out of Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, but he will never tell. So the Air Force had to send some extra security, right? Because what's going on is there really going to be a lot of storming of this Area 51?
Right. Some of your listeners may have heard about this. Last month there was something that popped up on Facebook about it's time to storm Area 51 and get all the secrets of the extraterrestrials and UFOs that they hold in there. For those listeners who don't know about Area 51, it's located in Nevada. It's there. I've driven by the entrance to it. The entrance is not right on the highway, but there's the road that goes to the entrance. And people sit on this highway. It's a state highway in Nevada with telescopes and cameras and all sorts of other devices to try to figure out what's going on in Area 51. Now, Area 51 does exist. It was the place where they tested stealth fighters and all the other kind of supersonic equipment that the military now has. People believe that it's where the extraterrestrials are being kept, the knowledge that we may have of them. And so they started this idea, let's storm Area 51 this month in September, right about now, and find out all the secrets. That's kind of funny because I don't know how you're going to know where to find the secrets, even if you got onto the base. And the Air Force was concerned enough that they sent extra security earlier this week because this event is supposed to take place, I think, beginning this weekend. And here's a little inside Pentagon tidbit for you, Kate. The Air Force was miffed at the Navy this week because this week the Navy said they were going to investigate 3 UFO sightings by their pilot. So you have one branch of the service, the Air Force, denying we don't have anything to do with UFOs. And here's the other branch, the Navy, sort of tweaking them a little bit, you know, and saying, well, we're going to investigate 3 UFOs that our pilots may have seen. So I'm glad you can hear me laughing because it's an inner service sort of jousting going on here. But the Area 51 probably will not be stormed. I think a lot of people don't realize how harsh the desert really is out there in Nevada.
Yeah, definitely. It's harsh, harsh, harsh. Absolutely. Tom, great stuff as always. Pentagon correspondent for Talk Media News. Tom Squidipieri, thank you.
There you go. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I knew I'd nail it. I just had to have the right emphasis. All right, so coming back, boy, oh boy, Imelda wreaking havoc in Houston. And 2 people dead, 1,500 others had to be moved, evacuated, etc. We got the latest on that. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, thanks to you, and oh, that tall guy in the back. We have a ton of mail. You can always send me your thoughts. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on Contact, and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini, a.k.a. back in the day, Tony Soprano. Just hit again, Contact, and you are in. Wow, 33.5 inches of rain smashing into parts of Houston. 911 calls just were excessive because there were so many people that were trapped, the water rescues. 1,500 rescue calls. 1,500 drivers on flooded roads. 40 inches in some areas, actually, so even more rain than the number I mentioned. And I got a bunch of email from many of you talking about that. So when I opened the door to the virtual mailroom, this is what I got from Steve. Kate, it's a nightmare on 10. Wow, scared to death for family and friends as I am listening and watching to what's going on. Not just water, but 50-mile-an-hour winds. It is awful. In some cases, this is worse than what we saw just a couple of years ago, and it's hard to believe that Harvey could be upstaged by Imelda, but in some areas, that's exactly what is happening. It's awful. It's a beast. Pray for the people here. And then I got this one from Johnny, who says, Kate, I listen to the show, but I have to tell you, we need help in and around Jefferson County. We are drowning in the wet stuff and getting slammed by crazy amounts of wind. There was even a kid that drowned and was electrocuted trying to move his horse during a lightning storm. There was another guy who died after being rescued from a van that was submerged in water. And then there were some other people who had injuries because of a roof that was flattened in a mail facility. It has been awful. Yeah, so East Texas, sorry about that. East Texas has been a wreck. And, you know, looking at Harvey and what happened and what we saw happening to Baytown and other areas there specifically, it's just as bad because you have that flash flood and the flash flood emergencies, incredibly life-threatening situations, people that had no idea that they were in the middle of some flooded roads and that they were susceptible to them. And that's exactly what happened. And then you had some people who rebuilt, dug out after Harvey, and now find themselves in neighborhoods where their house is getting trashed again because of the rising water. Submerged is not a good place to be. And they, frankly, were just telling people, there were some schools they were telling them to shelter in place, some of the elementary schools. The police were warning people not to leave their homes or drive on flooded roads and just to be patient because the 911 operation center was just bombarded with too many rescues and calls and all of that because of the rising waters. And then you got these other storms that are brewing out there. And I got this one from Cherry who says, wow, I heard you say something about six storms and that it was some kind of a record. I hope that they don't all descend in one place at once. Oh, yeah, that would be truly a disaster, right? Well, Umberto has weakened a bit, so that's good. Could be post-tropical cyclone, they say. Then you have Jerry, which the center is passing north of Puerto Rico in the next day or two. So that is better news there. But Imelda certainly had a fast and furious way with the people in and around, you know, Galveston, Beaumont, that whole area. And so much of that has to do with the waters because they were affected by the floods, which is just absolutely, you know, awful. And, you know, you had dogs rescued, people rescued. You saw cattle at one point that were being moved around. It was people in canoes and kayaks that were paddling around neighborhoods. You had fan boats that were taking people. Anything that was floating was filled with people being rescued. So really, really sad for those folks. And you saw that familiar overhead shot of just water everywhere you looked. I mean, 1,500 rescue calls is a lot. A lot. Here we go. Something else. This one from Captain. Kate, I know that you travel a lot and you talk about what's been happening sometimes when you're traveling. Did you see the plane that plunged 30,000 feet in 8 minutes? Can you imagine what it would be like to be on that flight when that was happening? No, I would not like to be on that flight. I was on a flight once where it dropped a little, and the woman next to me had a young girl, and she was scared. I mean, she looked at me, and I just told her, don't worry, but I was worried. But it was a little dip, not 30,000 feet, and they got a light, the pilots apparently got some sort of a warning light to get down as fast as possible because to breathe would be the pressurized situation in an aircraft, and that's why they did that. So the oxygen mask dropped, and there was a little bit of a chaos, even though the flight attendants were telling people not to panic. I can't imagine that I wouldn't panic if that was happening in the plane that I was flying in. I mean, they tried to keep people calm, and I think they did a pretty good job of that from all accounts, but it is scary. And they, and if, of course, if you're the pilot, you're going to do what it says because you're not going to risk, oh, that's just some faulty light or there's something going on here. Who knows? They're investigating it. You're going to go down. And that's exactly what they did, a midair. And this was from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, descending quickly, diverted to Tampa. So people were texting family members, telling them they love them. Can you imagine what that's like? Ooh, scary, sad. Absolutely. This one is from Brad, who says, Colt suspending production of AR-15s for regular people. I think it's a smart move. I am for the Second Amendment. I'm not for AR-15s any longer with the things that we have seen happen. I saw video footage of what went on in that temple back in April in San Diego, and it was just sick, twisted, and awful. And that creature was in a courtroom today. It doesn't bring back the lives of the people who were lost. So good for Colt for doing that and taking charge. Yeah, the company said they're going to concentrate on military and law enforcement contracts as far as the rifles are concerned. And then pistols and revolvers, they'll expand. But they think that already for the foreseeable future, there's enough out there. They don't need to do that. And, of course, the national gun control debate has been focused on access to AR-15s and other assault-style rifles because of how they've been used in mass shootings. And I think they come out looking pretty good in this one because they're not getting rid of any of the other weaponry that I mentioned, the pistols and all of that. But they certainly are with the AR-15s. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of blowback for them. Area 51, this one from Eric. Ooh, Area 51. Kate, have you ever been anywhere near there? I think it's going to be a interesting sight to see with people with headgear that might not be identifiable. I don't believe that anything brilliant is going to happen or it's going to be overrun, however, or anybody's going to find anything out. Bingo! What are you going to find out? Nothing. So parties, dressing up like aliens, yeah, definitely all of that. But what's really going on there, you're never going to find that out. Never. We do believe there is more to the story. I do believe there's more to the story, but I think it's wild that it just shows you. It's almost like a flash mob. Put something up on Facebook, people get excited about it. And let's see how many people show up. That's what I want to see. How many people actually follow through and show up? Or it's just lip service and people jumping in on the Facebook excitement and it doesn't go any further than that. They may get a big crowd. They might get a big crowd. I want to see who wins best costume. Somebody's going to dress up like something we did just not think of. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, coming up on the show, Mr. Kate Delaney, back by popular demand. And there's a lot to talk about more on that flight that dropped birds or lack of birds. Also, a cheap movie review as we went to see Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. And a few other surprises like the Washington Monument finally opens back up. You won't believe how long it's been closed. Ooh, I'll answer that on the flip side.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, the feds arresting a man living in Morristown, New Jersey, who reportedly has ties to Hezbollah operatives. Alexei Saab, 42 years old, indicted and facing 9 counts related to terrorist activities. The feds say he scouted dozens of prominent buildings and locations in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Boston. On his hit list, the Statue of Liberty, the New York Stock Exchange, the United Nations building, and the always crowded Times Square. The feds say he also surveilled buildings in Washington, D.C. and Boston, including Fenway Park, where the Red Sox play. To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
All right, so visiting the studio right now is Mr. Kate Delaney. Your theme song went away. What's your theme song?
I don't know, but I was just working out on my exercise ball here. I was dancing.
Well, you're gonna have to do that a lot more since I'll just peel back the curtain. We went to see a movie tonight, early in the evening, Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu and Cardi B and some other familiar names, I think, to people. Paul got popcorn, dumped half of it on the floor, of course, because he was juggling it on his legs, and got milk duds and a big giant Coke, and then came home and ate 2 hot dogs a few minutes ago, smothered in chili. And then you were eating more chili, I think, or something else, right?
Good observation.
But I don't know if any of you can relate to this. The poor dog, we have this wolf of a dog, gorgeous dog, Mahalo, that you've heard me talk about, the golden retriever, and he was just salivating. He wanted anything, a little bite, anything, and you gave him nothing.
Oh, you weren't watching. He got a little bite, but just a little bite.
Yeah, like a thumbnail bite. That's how generous you were with the dog. Ridiculous. Okay, a Delta flight. You and I saw this, too, earlier in the day. How about this Delta flight that plunged 30,000 feet and did it within, like, 8 minutes? And I guess there was something that went off in the cockpit that said they had to do that. There was a light that went off. They're investigating it. They can't figure it out. That is scary.
Well, yes, the lead story failed to mention in the headline that they were required to do that because of the cabin depressurization light or something to that effect came on, and they had to get down to at least 10,000 feet so the people wouldn't pass out. So it was a little misleading the way the media covered it as far as the headlines go, because it was a controlled descent that was controlled by the pilots.
Yeah, not controlled by the passengers, because, of course, the oxygen mask went down. People felt that what was going on. They were supposed to land in Fort Lauderdale. They made an emergency landing, basically, in Tampa. I think it would be scary. They were texting their loved ones, goodbye, I love you. So no matter what the flight attendants were saying, because what are the flight attendants going to say? I don't blame the passengers for that. They weren't freaking out where it was chaotic and people were hysterical like you would see in a movie scene, but they were worried. There were some people crying and, again, texting family members. I have to say, if they were telling me, oh, don't worry, but I've heard that story before, so thank you very much. I'm going to text everyone and say, I might not make it because this plane is descending like nothing other that I've ever been on, and I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. So the pilots, you're right. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. The light comes on. That's what they're supposed to do. But I don't blame the people for doing what they did on the plane. It wouldn't freak you out at all?
Well, sure it would, but I'm just saying that the headlines were misleading. That's all.
Listen, we were on a plane to Hawaii, and they made us switch planes, and you thought that was a conspiracy. So I think if we were on this plane, you'd think it was going to crash, is what I'm saying.
Wrong.
Wrong! Besides that, something else that is very, very sad, and I've been talking about it, is this flooding in Houston. You know, Mr. Kate Delaney, there was one area that got 40 inches of rain in such a short amount of time. They had to evacuate. 911 calls were through the ceiling, so they couldn't get to all those calls. You got to think, in some of these areas, I don't know, you rebuild because your house is thrashed, you have insurance after Harvey, and then 2 years later Imelda comes along. Would you want to move after that, or would you want to rebuild again for the second time within 2 years?
I would look for a real big hill in the Houston area and move on to that hill is what I would do.
Yeah, I think I would move too. I wouldn't want to stay exactly as it was. And some of the houses were in really nice areas, which, if regardless, that's neither here nor there, except for that they must have put some money in it. They had to rebuild it because of what the water damage was. You know, before that, here's a story that I think a lot of people will find interesting. You and I both took note of it when it happened. What's going on with the bird population and the fact that we're missing so many birds?
Well, that explains why I haven't been seeing them in my backyard lately.
What kind of, do you remember what kind of birds they were?
A lot of them were the ones you don't really like that much, except for maybe the sparrows you like. But they were blackbirds. That's kind of bad. But, yeah, 2.9 billion birds less than they had 50 years ago. But, yeah, a lot of blackbirds. There it is.
There are, not like how you say that, the mystery of radio. There it is. What, the birds flying in front of us in the studio?
Absolutely. It's the magic of radio.
There are three, let me give you the stats so it's not fake news. There are 3 billion fewer birds in North America, for everybody listening, than there were in 1970. Bird populations, they say, in the U.S. and Canada have declined by 29%. So of the 3 billion birds lost, many were sparrows. My grandmother loved sparrows. We'd be at the Jersey Shore, she would feed them breadcrumbs, warblers, finches, and swallows. So what about that bird song? Could be gone.
Yep. A lot less birds. Blackbirds. See, there's the blackbirds. All the others are nice birds. But I think we could do without all the blackbirds.
Well, they say, so what happened, one of the things is they include the deaths of the birds from free-roaming cats. Collisions with glass, that's happened at our house. Toxic pesticides and insect declines have all been part of the reason we're seeing the declining bird populations.
Feral cats have taken over the cities.
I mean, at least four or five birds have died smashing into our windows, which is the craziest thing. And then one time you let the birds in the house, and one of them died frantically trying to get out.
You act like there's like dozens of birds trying to get into our house. I let the birds in the house. I didn't like.
You say, let two here, birds in.
Do I have a bird whistle that attracts birds and allows them to come in the house?
You left the door open without the screen and knowing that birds fly around. And as soon as I said, "Listen, honey, you want to close the door?" Birds fly in and die.
I did not kill any birds.
Because you left the door open, you did. You're responsible. You won't take responsibility for those birds? No? You won't? You won't do it? Okay.
If you get another microphone that's more than less than 3 feet away, I will.
Let's give a cheap movie review. So, had nothing to do with birds, had nothing to do with flooding, had nothing to do with a plane dropping 30,000 feet in 8 minutes, had to do with stripping. A movie called Hustlers. Jennifer Lopez was one of the stars in it. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, what would you give it?
I would give it a solid 6.
6? That doesn't say much for that movie. 6 is not good. 6 is like a C minus.
Did I stutter?
Wow. So Rotten Tomatoes gave it a better grade than you did, 88%. And to really flush this out, it was strippers trying to make ends meet. And this was based on a true story because you had wealthy, it was Scores in New York City. It was the name of the strip club that they were talking about. It used to be written about all the time. Wealthy Wall Street guys would go in there constantly, but so did athletes. A lot of athletes went there. A ton of athletes went there. Make no mistake about it. And apparently not everybody in the industry liked it. A lot of real-life strippers weren't happy about it. They didn't like the way it was portrayed in the movie Hustlers, the whole thing that happened, because they drugged the Wall Street guys and then took their credit cards and ran them up.
Yeah, why don't you tell me what IMDb gave it a score of while you're at it, Smarty Pants?
6.6.
Ooh, burn.
No, 6.6. You said 6. 6.6 out of 10. So there you go.
Burn.
Here's what I think. It was about female power. They had it. Those guys were idiots because they were chasing tail around the strip club, and that's what happened in real life, and fooling around and blowing a ton of money anyway, so they just took advantage of them.
It was an entertaining movie, but I stand by it, and I say I give it a 6.
And this was based on an article that was written by Jessica Pressler called The Hustlers at Scores. So it was based on that. The Rolling Stone magazine followed up with this and did a story about why some sex workers aren't happy about Hustlers, and because of the representation of the strip club life, does it perpetuate stigma against sex workers or not? I don't know. If you're a stripper, do you say, well, I'm a sex worker, or do you say, I'm a stripper, or what do you say? What do you say when people say, what do you do for a living?
Well, when I used to strip, I just said I was a Chippendales dancer.
I would love to see that. And I would videotape that for the listening audience to see Mr. Kate Delaney strip. No, you would never do that. You would never, to feed our family even? Never.
I'd do that for $50.
You would not.
Tomorrow, I'm going out in the backyard and I'm putting on a show.
No. Backyard doesn't count. Who cares? We have nobody can see anything. We have bushes all over the place. If you're serious about this, I'll issue the challenge. I will get you a spot at La Bear, the male club in the DFW area, and we'll see if they'll let you do like a little walk-on appearance.
How many days do I have to fast?
You have to fast a lot. You're not going anywhere. We got more of Mr. Kate Delaney coming up as we talk about some other things that are percolating across the land. Stay with us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, the final turn for this hour of the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're talking about a lot of different things that are buzzing in your backyard and our backyard. Mr. Kate Delaney, he is not in the backyard, frankly enough, because we just had a tree that was that Francisco took out for us. He's the greatest guy. And he was exhausted taking out that tree. And now Paul has to chop up the wood from the tree, and I can see that it's getting done rapidly. I'm worried about you having a heart attack because you're working so hard.
Well, while I'm out there practicing my routine tomorrow, I'm going to chop some wood at the same time.
Right. Uh-huh. So, what kind of tree was it that we chopped down?
A mulberry tree.
Oh, it was so ugly. It was just sprouting. It was starting to look like Grey Gardens. It is starting to look like Grey Gardens. And if people don't know what that is, just put it in your search engine and you'll see where things are sprouting all over the place. Because, you know, remember when we first got together, you wanted to have a house that was going to be foreclosure because you were going to fix it up. And you were going to take care of all the greenery and everything. And I have to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, just like Jennifer Lopez's movie, 10 being the best, I'm going to give you a 5.5.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very impressed. I appreciate that.
Very impressed. You shouldn't be impressed. You pulled my leg that you were going to do yard work.
You really love me.
Yeah. All right, so I can't get on you about vaping because you don't vape, but The number of vaping cases now just keeps exploding. There was another death, a guy in his mid-40s. So now we're seeing this severe lung injury and illness tied to e-cigs. I say just ban them. Just get it over with. Ban them. I mean, there's too many deaths going on here. If you are vaping, be careful. And I get it, because it was a bandwagon, trendy thing to do. I could see if I was a teen, who knows, I might have gotten sucked into that. Oh, it's not like smoking cigarettes. And especially teenagers, so I think it's very scary. What do you think?
I think you were a goody two shoes, and all you did was eat meatballs when you were a teenager.
Not a goody two shoes.
99 meatballs. How did that happen? You and your friends ate 99 meatballs one night after a concert.
I have no idea. We were not vaping.
Me either. I don't know how that could have happened, that you got the munchies.
So, do you think that it should be banned in all seriousness? Because people listening, what do you think? You can send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. Should it just be banned? E-cigarettes banned?
I think definitely for people under, say, if they're going to ban cigarettes for people. I just saw something funny. It's not funny what we're talking about. If they're going to ban cigarettes for people under 21, they should definitely ban the vaping in the vape pens for people under 21.
Well, they say that more than half the cases are in people younger than 25. So they've got all these illnesses and whatnot. And I can't imagine being less than 25 and have my lung collapse. But I would have been, like everybody else, naive to what e-cigarettes could do. And I think there was just this belief that there was no nicotine in them, but that's not true.
Yeah. If you have an outright ban on them, then you're going to have the black market. You're going to have organized crime selling that stuff. That never works.
Yeah. Never works. I say find an infinity pool and swim laps. I saw this interesting photograph for everybody that's out there in the listening audience. Here's something you can put on your bucket list. World's first 360-degree infinity pool. And it's really crazy because it's in London. And it's high, high up. You would just get an incredible view of London. It would kind of freak me out, though.
A bit?
Well, yeah, because it's transparent with the floors and the sides. So you can, that heights thing, where if you're a little queasy about that, it might make you feel a little weird.
Yeah, I agree.
And they said when they designed it, they said it was a little challenging. And how do you actually get into the pool is interesting. They say it's got a door, like a door of a submarine, with a rotating spiral staircase that rises from the pool floor when someone wants to get in or out. I mean, it is pretty incredible. It looks like a James Bond movie, as it's been described. And it's able to monitor wind speed, and there's a computer-controlled building management system to regulate the temperature and ensure that the water doesn't spill onto the streets below. It is kind of strange, though, to see what it looks like and see people swimming in it.
I do. Scroll back down so I can read a little passage. Up. There you go. Says solutions based on the door of a submarine coupled with a rotating spiral staircase which rises from the pool floor when someone wants to get in or out. The absolute cutting edge of swimming pool and building design and a little bit of James Bond to boot.
You just read what I read. It'd be like if we went to church and I read the passage and then you went up and read the same passage.
Well, I wasn't listening to you. I was looking at something.
You
distracted me.
Yes, that's like how your driving is. We've got somebody coming up talking about, and this is a great guest in our next hour, about distracted driving and how horrible it is and how many crashes there are. And you, I mean, my dear, I love you, but you are the most distracted driver, and obviously you're distracted in doing this.
Look, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. This is not easy.
Thank you. That's why everybody thinks it's so easy to do talk. It's not.
Especially when I'm not in control. I'm over here sitting on this exercise ball, talking into your microphone from 3 feet away, while you're scrolling all over the place.
What a whiner. Just a terrible, terrible whiner. All right, so something that's being talked about a lot, I'm just going to bring this up briefly because it's political and there's some controversy, obviously, over this. But this would be something we would talk about in our backyards. Justin Trudeau, who's in a tough race to hold on to his power seat in O Canada, says he doesn't know how many times he's worn blackface in his life because they've found a couple of pictures with him now. Once he was doing this Arabian Nights thing, and another time he just had it on and he had his jeans on and a T-shirt. And this is bad timing for him with this election and trying to explain himself.
Yeah, that's pretty ouchy when he says he doesn't know how many times he's done it in his life. That's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. He apologized on Wednesday because Time posted a photo of him wearing brown face when he was a school teacher in 2001. And then they found another time of that, too. I mean, I get the Arabian Nights thing, but he says, what I did to her, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have to face, you know, what I did to hurt them hurt people who shouldn't have to face intolerance and discrimination because of their identity. He said it's something I deeply, deeply regret. And then he kind of said that he, because he grew up in this privileged arena, he was isolated from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those are the lines he was told to say because that's what they have people have to say now. It's true.
Yes, it's called crisis communication because with the way things happen now so quickly, it's not this long investigation and people snap pictures of you all over the place and everything else. That in this case, this was way before the iPhone and whatnot, but it doesn't matter. You have to respond in some way, and so he had to respond.
Boy, did he.
Yeah, boy, did he is right. He walked into it is what he did. How about this? Hilaria Baldwin is now expecting her fifth child with Alec Baldwin. Boy, he is one potent father. His fifth baby with her. I want to say he's 60.
He's Irish. What can I say?
He's Irish.
He likes to procreate.
Yes. Apparently he does. So baby bump continues. He's got a 16-month-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Yes, and I do believe his wife's name is pronounced Hilaria.
Hilaria?
Yeah, you spent 9 months in Spain so you could avoid algebra in college. Yes, she is. Okay, is she Italian?
She might be Italian. I don't think she's Spanish. I know she's not Spanish. So you are wrong on that. She's not. We went to see Downton Abbey in our next hour. I'm going to do a preview of it because it officially comes out, so it's worth doing this again. I say on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it an 8. What do you give it?
I give it a 6.1.
You and your sixes, get out of here. All right, thanks, Mr. Kate Delaney, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.